The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall here in Bogota, Colombia, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. And it's episode 167 as we start to wind down the year, December. That's right, we're all starting to think about how to get to the airport and get in the planes and go to holiday. Every Colombian will be thinking about getting in his car, putting his mother-in-law in his car, his grandmother, his dog, and driving north to the Colombian coast. And that's, if you're going up there, be warned, there will be very few hotel rooms available, very few places, and all the prices will be increased massively, because that's what happens here. But this week, I'm talking to Diego Avila, and it's a very special occasion because he's not only doing something really fascinating, but he's the reference and, you know, his husband too, Jackie Leclerc, the journalist from South Africa who we had on episode 159. So it's a nice connection there. And they're here in Bogota just for the week. So we've got Diego on because he's doing something really special and really interesting. And I think, you know, it's quite like on the vanguard, let's say, of apps for Colombia. So welcome on Colombia Calling, Diego. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Richard. Oh, Richard. Right. Richard McCall, but people say Michael, yes.
Yeah.
No problem.
Sorry.
No problem. Whatever. But anyway, so we're here. Listen, Diego, you are a marine biologist, but from Bogota. Did you end up studying in Bogota marine biology?
Yeah, man. When you start to study this bachelor in Colombia, you're going to take 3 years in Bogota, mm-hmm. and then you have to move to Santa Marta.
Okay.
So that is the reason why we moved to Santa Marta, mm-hmm. and we start to create this awesome project.
Okay. Well, let's start with Bogota. I mean, how did you, a Bogotano, decide to become a marine biologist?
I think it's just that dream that every single person who born on the mountain have about the sea, you know? So just try to enjoy the sea and avoid the mountain and the cold weather. So for that reason, I decided to just move to Santa Marta, and obviously the love for animals.
See, of course. So I've got this idea of you as a young man in Bogota, dreaming of the Caribbean. Did you go up to the Caribbean, to the coast with all of your family in the car as a young boy? Was it one of those typical Colombian holidays that then inspired you to become a marine biologist?
I don't think so, but yeah, that is a part of our culture. No?
It's very true. I find it hilarious. That's why. That's why I started on this. But no. So no, okay. So you go up and you took a year in Santa Marta, and then you decide this is it. I am a marine biologist. I have to stay up here because this is the only place really that I can practice my my profession is here in Santa Marta, but. Let me ask you a question then. What kind of things do you end up doing as a marine biologist? Because, you know, Colombia has so much diversity in the environment and so on and so forth, but money for research is really, I imagine, quite low.
Okay. I think as soon as you receive the knowledge and the information to be a marine biologist, you're going to be allowed to be a scientist and a really awesome researcher, especially in this awesome land. Mm-hmm. But as you say, to make a research in Colombia is quite expensive and it's quite tricky. So I don't know, from the first time I just feel that my path is gonna be just go and try to find my own business based in biodiversity and just help people to discover these kind of animals that we normally don't know too much about that.
And so this has been the inspiration for what, and I'm going to spell it out for my listeners here. Diego has, along with his brother, created an application that can be downloaded on Google Play and on Apple. And it's called Seek.it, and that's SEAK.it. Now, that's a play on words, isn't it, for see and seek. And this is your app, so that it's basically a social network so that divers, snorkelers, anyone really, who sees something interesting underwater can take a photograph of it, upload it, and also specialists will then sign in as well and be able to name that element, that animal, that mollusk, what have you. So it's basically a social network built around marine life. And that's really cool.
Exactly, man.
And is this the first of its kind?
Yeah, exactly. One of our worries when I start to study marine biology is with my brother, because I share a lot of information with him because he's really curious. Was like Colombians doesn't know too much about our marine biodiversity. And it's really important because this country, almost the 50% of our territory is water. So it's interesting to know that nobody knows too much about that. And with my brother, we decide just to do something to help about that knowledge.
Yeah.
And he, in a smart way, he says like, you know, we should put the sea into their pocket. And I thought, hey, it's quite weird, no? How you're gonna put the sea into their pockets, into Colombian pockets? And he says, it's pretty easy, man. Let's use an app. Every single person is gonna have a mobile into their pocket, and we can just smash all that information into their pocket. So for that reason, we are here, just with that novel way to let people know about our marine biodiversity.
I think it's amazing. And your brother is a marine biologist as well?
No, that is the really interesting part, man, because he is a designer. So he's a really great team. Because I dream about to just share that information, and he just put the artist stuff. He got my ideas, and he put all that design just real. He make it real, my ideas. And with his ideas, he put it like the design of all this application.
No, and we're looking at the website, of course, seak.it. And it's really easy to look at. It's really easy on the eye. It's not like, let's say, busy. It's not covered in all sorts of information, you know, that's distracting me. I look at it and I look at the app, and that's what I look for in an app, I have to say. And so it's clear that a designer knows what he's doing. And of course, as you say, that's a great team. It's an excellent team. And what's more, it's a cheap team for you. Because, you know, if you want to get a big, you know, a good designer, it costs money. So, and now he lives in Santa Marta too, or you're sending him always the information to Bogota?
No, he lives in Bogota.
Okay.
He lives in Bogota. He works for Discovery Channel. So for that reason, we work in different cities. But right now, with this point that you are talking, is really interesting how at the first time when we are creating Seek, I got angry with my brother because I say, hey man, it's supposed to be in this way. And that man says, no, nobody is going to pay attention about the idea and the way that you are trying to put this application. It has to be more interesting, and it has to be easier to understand. And we got a tiny fight about it, but he was completely right, man. For that reason, it's interesting, just the team, you know? A scientist, closer to a designer, and then we found the developer that is gonna make real all the design of my brother. So the developer took all our ideas and make it move.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know, the designer, He knows. He knows what people need to attract them to an app. He knows. A scientist knows what a scientist wants, but that's not the majority. That's not how to spread your app out there. There are lots of scientists, of course, out there, but if you release an app only to the scientists, the community will be very small. So this is what's so exciting about this. You've done this together, you've had this dream, it's the first app of its kind, it's free. So anyone out there who's a diver or anything interested in just in any level in marine biology can sign up, anyone, and just check it out. Now, let's ask it, you started it in the idea of only doing it for Colombians, right? Only for like the Caribbean coast or the Pacific coast of Colombia, but it's become worldwide.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
Yeah, the first time we thought that the project is going to be really local. We are going to just provide information about Santa Marta and the Colombian Caribbean. But as soon as we post this project into the shops,
yeah,
it was massive, man.
Yeah.
We start to receive pictures from Bali, Australia, Malaysia, different kind of places that we never expect that. So for this reason, we feel really excited about our project because we realize this is a futuristic way to discover different places around the world without take a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about this. Right now we are talking here, but you can imagine how many people is jumping into the water in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way through our application, you can see through their eyes, mm-hmm. the diver's eyes, to discover that places, and in opposite way, they can discover the Caribbean Sea through our eyes. So it's a really nice interactive way to discover the sea.
I think it's just excellent. I really do because, you know, I get people on this show and they talk about really interesting things and I like to promote and I like to be able to share good news. But this is really out there because not only are you sharing, let's say, images and knowledge, but you're also, you know, it's drawing a reality of what is happening to the world's oceans, what is happening to the world's waters. I mean, there must be the environmental element there. What is happening to the Great Barrier Reef? I know that it's being bleached, etc., and the government there is kind of denying it. We have serious issues here in Santa Marta and the Colombian coast with the railway and the coal spill, wasn't it, a few years ago? I mean, that must have really affected. Do you have that environmental element there as well? You say, listen, look at the pollution. Is there something like that on sea?
Not really in that way, but no, actually in the way that you are talking.
Mm-hmm.
We have a goal, conservationistic goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are just trying to help people to discover the marine biodiversity because we seriously believe that you never are gonna take care nothing if you don't know what is into the water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know their biodiversity, it's really tricky to look after them.
Mm-hmm.
So our point is just put that information really close to you. Mm-hmm. What kind of animals mm-hmm. you have in front of you, and then you can start to know how you can look after them.
Okay. So let's get down to some of the hard facts. Now, you started this in 2014, but it was small startup. We're now into the end of 2016. How many species, more or less, are registered on the app?
Around 800 species.
So it's a good amount. And so how many people have you got who've downloaded the app as
2,800.
That's a lot of people.
Around the world.
And now, you know, well, of course, with Colombia calling, of course, it's going to explode. But, but I mean, it's only going to grow. This is something I can really see the attraction in an app like this. Well, you need to get to, and with your brother being in Discovery, surely he can use his channels, you know, to this kind of thing to push it out there. At the moment, you get no financial gain from this app at all. It's a free app that's just your love for the biodiversity, the marine biodiversity.
Yes.
At one point, I imagine, you know, at some point, this will change, right? The not your love, but the cost.
Yeah, exactly. We'll start with a free mobile app because we thought that if I promised you to stick the ocean into your pocket, it could be quite ridiculous if I charge something for that kind of gift. But right now we are just working hard to find a way to monetize this application. Mm-hmm. But I think right now the main goal is make it worldwide.
That's worldwide.
And huge, and people should know what kind of things we have, and then we are gonna start to.
Then you see how to then grow the app into its next evolutionary stage. I can understand that, definitely. Well, we're talking to Diego Avila. He's a marine biologist from Bogota, but he lives in Santa Marta. We're talking about his app. That's seek.it. So that's S-E-A-K.it. Take a look at it online or in the app stores. That's Google Play and, of course, Apple. I think it's been really interesting so far talking to Diego about this app and how it came about and the aim of the app. So we're going to take a short break now here on Columbia Calling and come back with Diego to talk further about not only the Seek app, but there's another app that has just been launched and we want to talk further about this. So continue to listen. I know you're fascinated, as am I, about this project. Thank you. And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. We're here at the Social Coffee House in Bogota. If you've not been here before, please come and check it out. It's on the Carrera Sexta with 67, I think it is. So Carrera Sexta with 67. Very nice place to come and have a coffee, a meeting, etc., etc. I enjoy it very much. And you'll know now from various of these recordings that I come here a lot because I seem to be promoting them every week. But really, they're good guys, good coffee, good cakes, etc., and a really nice locale. But anyway, we're here with Diego Avila, who is the marine biologist. We were talking about his app, that's seek.it, S-E-A-K.it, the play on words between see and seek. And I've been really taken by this. This is something that's, that I can really see the interest in. I can see why people would want an app of this nature. I can see it growing. At the moment, you have 2,800 people who have downloaded it. I mean, that's more than hundreds of thousands of apps, because apps come and go. There is an evolutionary stage to an app. Of course, you've got to keep growing, and I can see it growing. But let's talk a little bit, Diego, now about diving in Colombia, because I do get a lot of people listening to the show who are going to be coming to travel to Colombia. And also, who are dive masters or want to do their open water, certificate, et cetera, et cetera. Where would you say, my immediate feeling is that I'd send people to Taganga, near to Santa Marta, so just outside, to do their open water because the prices are good and there's a number of dive shops. But are the dive shops in Taganga a good quality? I mean, are they, don't name ones that, if there are, don't name any because I don't want to get in trouble. But would you say that Taganga is a good place to go and do your open water dive certificate?
Yeah, I think it is safe. Yeah. And the marine biodiversity is pretty good, man. It's really interesting. So seriously, I recommend Taganga. Mm-hmm. And the other stuff is you're going to dive close to the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta. Mm-hmm. And that is going to make it really interesting, mm-hmm. because you can see how the arms of that mountain are going to start to get inside of the sea. Uh-huh. So you're not going to see a reef. Mm. You're going to have different kind of patches of corals, mm. that are going to take advance about that rocks, mm-hmm. in that place. So it's going to be quite interesting, mm-hmm. especially for people who live in other places, just to see this kind of environment is going to be really, really interesting. And it's safe. It's because the conditions make it safe. Yeah. It's not a place full of hated currents or something like that. Mm. So I think it's a really nice place to start your new hobby.
Yeah, a new hobby. It's either that or skiing, because both are prohibitively expensive. So
yeah.
But I prefer diving, I have to say. But listen, I think you're right. If it's a place without strong currents, the waters are calm, the visibility is always very good, isn't it? And so for those people starting out, it's got the right conditions, because you're not going to panic down there, you know, you're not going to feel overwhelmed.
Exactly.
You know, I learned in Utila in Honduras, which had very similar characteristics to that of Taganga, because I have dived in Taganga. But again, the clarity, so the visibility, no strong currents, and of course, you know, just calm and very skilled instructors. I mean, I think there are a lot of dive schools, aren't there, now in Taganga and Santa Marta. So, you know, take your pick. We don't say that anyone, we're not going to justify anyone over the other. But now, in Colombia in general, diving, of course, you know, people do come to Colombia to dive, and there are Colombians who dive, and you can dive on the Caribbean coast, and I imagine off the islands, the Islas del Rosario, and so on. But let's talk about the Pacific coast, because it's the lesser known, obviously, for obvious reasons. I mean, the infrastructure is not as much. Getting out there is tough, because you usually got to fly. And then once you're out there, maybe the visibility, because it's the Pacific, and so it's a bit more turbulent, let's say. But where would you say, I mean, you've dived in the Pacific, how would it be different to the Caribbean, and how would people enjoy the Pacific? Where can they go to dive? Where would you recommend?
As you say, that is one of the things that make Colombia really interesting, mm-hmm. because we have that two seas. It's going to be our Atlantic, part of the Caribbean, and it's going to be the Pacific stuff. So the first thing that you have to keep in your mind is when you're going to go to the Caribbean, is more colorful stuff, corals and tiny animals hanging around the coral reefs. Mm-hmm. But at the Pacific, it's going to be a little bit rough, and it's going to be big animals, a lot of sharks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be deeper, you know? So for that reason, that make that place more interesting. But if it's interesting, your level supposed to be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not the place to learn. It's the place just to go and explore as soon as you are advanced or that kind of levels. You're going to enjoy that place. But for sure, it's one of the beautiful places in Colombia to dive, because we have Malpelo. And remember that that beautiful island is in the middle of the ocean. It's really far away from Colombia. And seriously, you can see that kind of animals that you never have expected.
You've been to Malpelo?
No, not yet.
Because that's a real trip. I mean, do you have to go out on like a military ship or something to get out there? I mean, it's essentially a rock in the middle of the middle of the ocean.
it's in the middle of the ocean, and you have to take a special boat. Yeah, there is two boats that are gonna take you over there for days. Mm. You have to sleep in that boat, and.
I mean, we're talking open ocean as well. This is not for the faint of heart. Now, recently there was a tragedy out there, right? The divers who got lost, and they found a few of them, and the others perished, I think. Was that right? They were from Cali, I think, the divers?
Yeah, it's one of our sad stories in Colombia.
Well, let's not focus on that, but just to remind people that, you know, if you're diving, you need to be appropriately skilled and be with the right people and take all of the right precautions. I mean, I think that's the real thing. If you were to recommend to people to go to the Pacific coast and to dive, not Malpelo, but let's say by a Malaga or by a Solano.
Gorgona.
Or Gorgona, of course. That's where you would recommend that they go to Gorgona.
Yeah, definitely. That is a seriously a big contrast. If you come to Colombia and you are a diver, you should go to the Caribbean, obviously, because the water is going to be warm and it's going to be the reef stuff interesting, colorful. But still, you can leave Colombia without go to dive in the Pacific, because, as I said before, is the high contrast, you know, big animals, whales, sharks.
That's right, because, of course, the Pacific coast is the birthing zone for the humpback whales and so on. So I was diving off Bahia Solano some years ago, and we were in a little dinghy boat and stuff. We were about to jump in, and I think the guy who was driving the boat, his name was Rodrigo, if I'm not mistaken. He goes, so I said, well, what are we going to see? What are we going to see down there? And he goes, oh, some white sharks. Like this, he went, white sharks? Like this, he meant white tip. not great whites, you know. But of course, as I was just about to submerge myself, and he goes, "Oh, white sharks!" You know, I grabbed onto the boat again. But it was so amazing. We saw whales from afar. We did see turtles, the sea turtles, marine turtles. We saw, you know, big grouper fish, and of course, really spectacular stuff. But of course, the visibility is, you know, limited. More turbulent waters. But there's so much to do in Colombia. And I think that brings us nicely onto the next sort of point. There's just two, Colombia is spoiled for choice. You know, if you come to Colombia, unless you spend several months here as a visitor, you can't do everything. And, you know, and if you only come for a week or for a month, again, you can't do anything. Colombia does not deserve to be rushed. And this brings me to you. You know, you created the Seek app. That's SEAK.IT in 2014. 3 months ago, in 2016, you created a second app with your brother, Selva.LA, as SELVA.LA. Now, of course, that's a play on, Selva, like forest, like woods.
Like jungle.
Like jungle. And yeah. So you've got this other app, which is basically a sister app to Seek, but it's for land-based flora and fauna. But you've started this up as well. But I mean, obviously, there was a need for this too. 3 months in, how's it going with Selva.LA?
Actually, it's really interesting because when we start with Seek, a lot of people just get keen about marine biodiversity stuff. But the land people say, like, and what happened with us? What is going to happen with us? You know,
Because people.
So for that reason, we say, hey, we can use the same structure just to create the twin brother of Seek, and it's Selva, and Selva is cover all that information from land, especially in a country like Colombia that you have several biodiversity that you can get lost. So it's really interesting how people love just to walk, hike, trek, and just enjoy the biodiversity and get some information about that animals.
No, and so on Selva, you will also, you know, receive pictures of any kinds of animals from all over the world. Have people started putting pictures like of birds in Colombia? Because I can see that being a huge market, the bird watcher market, for example. I mean, because people travel all over the world to see birds, right? I mean, how's the growth been of the app?
We have been working with Selva just for 2.5 months.
So
right now our users are more keen about plants, flowers, spiders, monkeys. We haven't received too many birds, but I think it's the process, you know, is the users start to use in the way that they want. And that make interesting this project because the user is the one who is gonna give us the directions to just help to spread this information.
I see it being really interesting, you know, when in, let's say, a few years' time, comparing the two apps and how they grow and just saying, listen, it's been so interesting, let's say, the uptake of Selva or the uptake of Seek. It would be really interesting to watch the parallel processes. I mean, you're in a really privileged position. But as I was saying, Colombia has so much. And of course, I mean, it's right. It seems right that a Colombian should start an app like Selva. We've got the llanos, you've got the jungles, you've got the cloud forests, you've got the páramos, you've got the deserts. I mean, I probably missed about six or seven things, but there's just everything. I mean, without it being a worldwide app, it could just be almost a Colombia-based app because of all the different microclimates and environments in this country. And we're at a crossroads now in Colombian, let's say, contemporary history, Colombian, you know, with, I almost promised that I wasn't going to talk about the peace process, but with the peace process, with the opening up of so much more of Colombia that was previously, you know, out of bounds, there are going to be things that we thought were extinct, but have survived because of the isolation of these areas. I mean, that's one of those sort of contradictions, isn't it? It's just, well, because there has been, let's say, an armed conflict running in these areas, people haven't gone, man hasn't destroyed this this environment. And I just think it's so exciting. We really are at a very interesting time. So you've set up these apps at the right time for Colombia, I think. I think there's something very beneficial about this. So let's say Seek and Selva are huge successes. What next for Diego Avila? What are you going to do after that? You're going to be like the world's most famous app creator.
I hope so. No. I think it's a big challenge. Seriously, yeah. It's a big challenge because we are talking about biodiversity and our planet is full of this stuff. And we can imagine, I think we can diet and we are not going to discover all the biodiversity that this beautiful planet has. So I think it's never is going to be the end. Actually, I think we have enough job for us and for maybe our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's plenty of work for everything. I think that's interesting. Now, listen, we'll just give you another plug for these apps because I really want to see them work. So, I mean, Seek is already obviously very popular. It's SEAK.IT. And of course, if you're a land-based person, more than a sea-based person, there's Selva. .LA, SELVA.LA. So sign up for those, download them, they're both free. You can get involved in a whole social network that actually means something, you know, actually has some sort of importance, really, let's say, more than a social network that just sort of, you know, you check in to say where you're eating your lunch, etc. But let's talk about, and then let's go back to the marine, you know, the marine element, you are an expert in this. I worry, touristically speaking, that Colombia is trying to promote itself or is promoting itself as a tourism destination, you know, seeing tourism as a possible economy to really, let's say, improve the situation, the financial situation here now that the oil market has dropped. But I don't think maybe that we're investing a lot of time or money into ensuring that it's the right type of tourism and there's the right protection for the environment. This is my issue. Now, we talked with Jackie, your wife, on episode 159 about Ciénaga Grande. And of course, Ciénaga Grande is one of those, let's say, well-catalogued problems of environmental destruction. You live in Santa Marta, on the Caribbean coast. What are the principal threats to the marine environment there? Because there must be a real problem. I mean, I think we want diving, we want tourism, but we need to protect what's there as well, right? I mean, there's going to be a conflict between industry and the environment, I think. And you must see this. You know, directly, you must see this. What are the big problems in your mind?
I think it's going to be, you can see several problems around. Mm-hmm. But the one that we really, really are focused to help is let people know what exists in different kind of environments, mm-hmm. you know, because the human is no bad because the human is bad. It's just because you don't know what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or you don't know how to get close to the environments. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you know, you get the right information, you make a huge change. You can protect the stuff because you know what is around you. And that is one of the big problems that we can see. I'm talking about from Seek is Colombians, and not just Colombians, people around the world doesn't know too much about the sea. And as much as you know about the sea, you're going to be allowed to protect that kind of stuff. So if the petroleum company or wherever business are going to appear, you as a citizen, you can just take your position and say, hey, I know you can't do that business in this place because in this place live these several species that we should protect. So from us, it's more important just to let people know what kind of things we have in our backyard.
Basically, if I got it right, then your feeling is that through environmental education and providing the information to people, then together we can sort of protect. If people know what exists in their backyard, as you say, they will be more aware and more open to preserving and saving and protecting what's there. I think that's very interesting, and I like that too, because, you know, it's rather than just going out there blindly and saying, oh, you can't do this. If you are educated, if you are informed on what is going on, then of course you've got a better argument, and people are going to listen. I understand that. Now that's a good one. You don't sound like an extremist.
No.
You sound like someone who knows what he's talking about.
And now let's think about it. As soon as you know what kind of animals live around you, imagine that information. Imagine you as a user of SIG. You have all the information around the world. Now you can, okay, it's our ideas. Now you can start to plan your holidays, no? What do you think about it? If you are a shark lover and you, through our application, you can just realize where is going to be the place to see sharks, it's going to make more interesting your divings, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Instead of spending your money in places that maybe is not going to be the biodiversity that you are keen.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that, definitely. I can understand that. Excellent, and really interesting that. Now, a random question coming from out there in the middle of nowhere. You dive in Santa Marta, I imagine every week you're diving somewhere or other in Santa Marta. What is the most interesting or bizarre thing that you've seen in the water in Santa Marta, you know, sea life? What is the most extraordinary thing?
I am a night dive lover. Okay. I seriously can change every single dive for a night dive. And the most interesting thing is to see a parrot fish sleeping into his toxic bubble.
Oh, really?
To protect himself.
A toxic bubble?
Yeah, that is quite interesting. And that is the fun facts that you can find even in SIG, you know? Yeah. You can just see the animals, and you can just go to the cart of the animal, and you can see the fun facts. Mm-hmm. So you can learn more about that kind of tiny details about every single animal. But again, going back to your question, is the best thing that I can just talk, you know, is the toxic bubble that the parrot fish is gonna just pump it up to cover himself and protect himself through his sleeping time.
I'm gonna have to look up a photo of the parrot fish in a toxic bubble because I've never heard of this. Well, I'm not a marine biologist, but I'm fascinated. In fact, I'm gonna have to post a photo of this.
Definitely, man, it's one of the things that we don't know. Seriously, our underwater is like another planet.
Yeah, well, that's
good. Definitely.
Yeah. And then finally, as we wind this down, this conversation here, where is a part of the world that you would love to dive in that you have not visited so far?
Right now, we discover Bali, but it's a tiny place close to Bali that you can dive with the manta ray.
Manta rays, yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah.
So it looks fantastic, you know, it seriously looks fantastic. All the picture that this user is posting in our application is awesome. Seriously, I've never thought that we can just find that place in our beautiful planet.
So therefore, now you have to save up your pesos to make a trip out to Bali, to this tiny island, to go and try and dive with the giant manta rays.
Definitely, man.
Well, listen, thank you again, Diego. This has been episode 167. I've been Richard McCall, and I know that you listeners out there have heard my enthusiasm talking to Diego Avila and his apps that he's created with his brother. There's seek.it, S-E-A-K.it, for those who are interested in the marine biology and marine life. And of course, selva.la, that's S-E-L-V-A.la, for those who are more interested in like botany and land-based and flora and fauna. I think these are fantastic. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Diego. Thank you for your time and your enthusiasm, because it really does come across. hopefully I can drive a few more people to download your apps, but I do see them being successful because they do offer something. And I think that's what's so great.
Thank you. And seriously, I think it's the easy way is to, yeah. to show the marine biodiversity without get wet.
Without getting wet, there you go. For those people who can't swim or are afraid of water, I definitely want to see a parrotfish in his, sleeping in this toxic bubble. But this has been Columbia Calling, episode 167. I'm Richard McCall. Thank you for listening. It's been a great show. We'll be back next week with another interesting character personality talking about something to do with Columbia. Thank you again for listening. Bye-bye.